You are listening to KUT Community Radio, 90.3 in Crested Butte, 88.7 in Gunnison, and worldwide at KUT.org. I'm Kate Ganab, here with you for On the Record, heard every other Wednesday from noon to 2 p.m. We catch up with folks in the community and we listen to some good tunes. On this week's show, we're going to learn more about Gunnison Valley Pride. June is officially Pride Month, and we are joined in the studio right now by Alex Stefan. She serves as the Social and Emotional Learning Coordinator with Gunnison County Juvenile Services. She's also at the helm for Gunnison Valley Pride, which will host their third annual Pride Picnic in the city of Gunnison this Saturday at Legion Park from noon to 3 p.m. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, like I said, June is officially Pride Month, and we have a lot of really fun upcoming events in the Gunnison Valley, but we haven't always had Pride celebrations here. Do you want to kind of get into how we got here and reflect on the history?
I would love to do that. So when I first moved to the Gunnison Valley during COVID, actually, in 2020, I recognized that there wasn't a lot really happening. And I know it was during COVID, and so it would have been difficult to do things. But the longer that I was here, the more I realized that there, outside of the GSAs, which are the Gender and Sexuality Alliance safe space groups at school, there wasn't a lot happening, particularly in terms of queer advocacy for our youth. So in my previous life, when I lived in Sydney, Australia, I'd done a lot of work with LGBTQ youth and recognized the powerful impact that that work had in the lives of young people. And I wanted to offer that skill set that I have to this community. I thought it was a really great way that I could help out the community and be a part of it. And so when we originally started this, we started with doing Pride wristbands during Pride Month. And we used the money that was raised from that to help support the GSAs in schools so that the queer kids could have that extra bit of financial support so they could have access to resources and go to conferences and just have that extra support. And so that was where that started. Then when I was able to start working here, when I got my green card, I started working for Gunnison County Juvenile Services, and they were so supportive and really wanted to help advocate, particularly for the queer youth in this community, because they recognized that outside of school there wasn't a lot of support for them. And so they helped financially and with staff support as well to create the Pride Picnic, which came from conversations we had with kids about what they would like and ways that we as a community, and particularly adults, could help support them. So we have our third annual Pride Picnic coming up this year on Saturday, as you said. And the support of the county and this community has allowed us to grow and expand to other events, which we'll talk about as we go through this.
Yeah. And so it's pretty fun, even this picnic. I've gone for the last couple of years, and there's dog shows, there's face painting, there's all sorts of like really fun stuff, arts and crafts. And
yeah, lots of glitter as well. So yes, we do have the puppy fashion show again this year. It's going to be good.
Absolutely fabulous. So why is it important to celebrate Pride and the LGBTQ community, particularly in a place like the Gunnison Valley, which is both rural and kind of isolated?
Yeah, and I think these are the kinds of communities where this kind of work is especially important, and also the support of our straight allies is even more important here. And I think largely it's that notion of you can't be what you can't see. And so for a lot of kids growing up in this community where there may not be the same education or information or resources out there about the ways that people might be identifying or the way that they are feeling, when we don't have that education, we don't have an understanding of ourselves and who we are. And so it makes it really difficult for kids and adults growing up here to really find themselves as well. And so having events like this allows them to see themselves reflected in the community and build that sense of belonging as well. So I know even for my wife, who grew up here in Crested Butte, she didn't see queer people growing up, and so didn't know that that might be a thing that she could possibly be. And so she grew up not understanding herself and the way that she was feeling until she was much older, and she recognized that those feelings were there for her and that she did identify as a lesbian. And so we want kids to have an understanding of identity and the ways that they could possibly be feeling and identifying, so that, you know, they grow up to be the authentic versions of themselves instead of hiding.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know this is a pretty politically charged time with the LGBTQ community.
Yeah.
even here locally, we've had book bans requested at our local libraries. We've had school board elections with really big focus on LGBTQ rights, parental rights. We've had Gays Against Groomers come to the Gunnison Valley. And the Colorado GOP recently encouraged pride flags to be burned and for parents to homeschool their children rather than attend public school. How is this impacting the community here?
I think this is a really important thing for us to talk about because I feel like so much of the fear around this comes from uneducated misconceptions about, you know, what these pride events are. And the work that we are trying to do is not about turning straight kids gay. It's about kids who already identify as gay or part of the LGBTQ plus community. We want to keep them alive. And that's why the visibility of these events is so important. So we know that the mental health of queer youth isn't great at the moment, and they really struggle with self-harm and suicidal ideation at much higher rates than their straight peers. But I want to be clear about that. It's not because queer youth have a predisposition for mental health issues. It's purely because of the way that society treats them that makes them, you know, more likely to have mental health issues. And so that is the entire point of us having these pride events, is to keep these kids alive and to show them that they belong here and that they are supported. So I want to be really honest, because I feel like it's something people don't realize, is that their actions and their words truly do impact people, in particular the queer community and even more so our queer youth. I'd honestly never feared for my own safety until I moved to the US. So of course homophobia exists everywhere, but it's taken on a really aggressive and kind of sinister shape in parts of the community. So we've had increasing incidents of blatant homophobia in this community, where queer adults and kids are being vilified in public spaces. I had some kids tell me a couple of weeks ago that they were just walking up the street in Gunnison and a man rolled down his window and just yelled homophobic abuse at them for no reason. They were just trying to exist. And so it's things like that where we're seeing queer people being publicly targeted as well. Mm. We're seeing increase in bullying in schools and on buses. Words like the F slur are being thrown around super casually. So if we do have any parents listening, I want you to know that if you are using words like this, or our kids are hearing these words, they are repeating it at school, and it's really starting to affect a lot of our queer youth in this community too. I guess on top of that, every time we advertise our pride events on social media here in the Valley, people comment really awful things, whether it's about us trying to groom kids or how disgusting these events are and that we're hurting kids and trying to make them gay. So I guess I want them to know that queer kids read those comments too and immediately feel unsafe, unsupported and unwelcome here. And I've heard from the kids how it affects their mental health and their sense of belonging. And as adults, we try to shield kids from this kind of harm. But when it's put out there so publicly, kids are going to see it and they're going to feel it. So I want to challenge these people, maybe actually come and attend some of these events that we have on this weekend and see that it's not really what it's misconstrued to be.
And I like that you pointed out, too, that everyone is welcome at these events.
Everyone is welcome. Please come.
Yeah, you don't have to be a part of the LGBTQ community. You don't have to be queer. You can be a straight ally.
Absolutely.
You can be a family member. You can be a friend.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
And these events, so particularly the Pride Picnic this weekend, is a family-friendly, substance-free event. And so we would love to have as many of our community members and our straight allies to be there. Like, this is how you can really show your support for the community.
Is there anything else you would like folks to know about Pride here in the Gunnison Valley, or the experiences particularly of youth? Because I know that's kind of your focus.
I think the most important thing I would really want people to know is that when we talk about allyship, it is a verb. So it is a doing word, and it requires action. And so what we really need is for people, particularly our adults, to show up for these kids. And this weekend, particularly with the Pride Picnic, this is a real way, a real meaningful, actionable way that we can help support these kids and make them feel safe and welcome in this community. And not just about the youth, it's also, you know, our queer adults as well. Finding community here is really difficult because we are a small town and it's rural. And so the more support that we have for everyone, I think the safer this community becomes and the more people feel like they are welcome here and that they do belong and they feel that sense of connectedness to community.
Yeah. And you mentioned, too, there might be some possibilities for folks to volunteer if they're interested.
Absolutely. So if anyone has some free time on Saturday, we would love some help. As you said, the picnic goes from 12 till 3. But if anyone has any free time, they want to show up a little bit early to help set up or, I don't know, if we have any businesses listening that would like to donate prizes, that would be amazing.
Let's see, anything else you would like folks to know about all the fun and upcoming events we have this week?
Yeah, I can tell you what events we do have coming up if people are interested. So on Thursday night, so tomorrow night, 13th of June at 7 p.m. at Crested Butte Center for the Arts, we have the Golden Games, which is featuring the Golden Gaze, which is a spin on, is a drag spin on the Golden Girls. And afterwards, it will be followed by a dance party and karaoke as well.
Love that.
We then have Friday night is the Pride film. This year it's Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, at the Majestic Theatre in Crested Butte. And I know we do have other events on that night. The Fish Fry, I believe, from KBUT.
Yes.
So maybe go and get a feed and then come and watch Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes in drag, as you've never seen them before. On Saturday we have the Pride Picnic from 12 till 3. Yeah, so we're going to have food, music, games, glitter. The doggy fashion show is back, as well as lip sync for your life. So if you are a lip syncer, this might be the competition for you. And that will be at Legion Park in Gunnison. And then our last event for Pride, that will be run by Gunnison Valley Pride. On the 16th of June on Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Diving Gunnison, we have Drag Brunch, which unfortunately, if you did not buy tickets, I think it has sold out. But we will be bringing these drag queens back because there is obviously demand and we would love to meet it.
I love it. And you can also learn more about Gunnison Valley Pride at gunnisonvalleypride.org. You are tuned in to KBUT. This is On the Record and I'm Kate Ganab. Special thanks to our guest, Alex, for today's episode. And in case you're just tuned in, you can listen to the full conversation at kbut.org. Thank you again so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.